Listen, Psalms. I feel betrayed in every way. This is not what we agreed in the first place. When you called and told me to always seek your face for guidance, so I cannot sleep on my steps. But here I am languishing in the cold with nothing for warmth. What should I do next? You told me there's a room in your house. Why should I wait till the end of the times? Isn't it too wrong to even imagine how happy I was in my past life that you drew me out only to let me walk around in a world of so much hope but nothing coming my way? It's been too long, but the struggle doesn't seem to end. I'm asking you a lot of questions. Where are the answers? You insist I should keep on counting my blessings, so these are my numbers. 1. I know you are God who provides, so why am I still working like a dog to put food on my table? Do I need to go on? But the question is, why have you left me? All my homies been posting, God did, when they have never been at church at all. All I face are struggles. God, I wonder if you care at all. So like David, I wanna ask, why do you allow the wicked to prosper at the expense of the righteous? I know this is going to sound absurd. It's part of what the world has become anyway. I apologize that this may sound too personal. It is what it is. It's time you got to talk to me now, face to face. I'm tired of searching for you in the mountains and the church halls, but still haven't seen you working on me. Where were you when my granny got sick and died? You keep turning a blind eye to my petitions, taking forever to be responded to. How is it that my brothers and my homies are still on weed and alcohol, yet I pray unceasingly for their deliverance? You seem to have a way of doing your things, but it seems you never consider me. So I laugh at myself when you rebuke me for my vices, when it's you who left me to go about on my own devices. If we get to the end of the world, what would you judge me for? The time I was with you or the time you left me? So I imagine you sitting in your comfort watching us from the bird's eye view, laughing at models counting our days in this world that only come to a few. I know you want me to bite my tongue cause you are sure I'm going to order something inept. But that's not what is roaring in my head right now. All I want is to break the ice so we can finally come to terms, because I feel like my whole life is in a jeopardy. How is it my fault that you put me in a world that is so insecure? And to make matters worse, you allow pandemics that are so hard to cure. It's almost embarrassing now that I can go around claiming I'm your child, yet all I seem to be is fatherless. I hope you get to talk to me before I take matters in my own hands, for what is life so messy that I seem to wonder a lot more about your mercy? If this is my last time to talk to you, I pray you forgive me. Lord, have mercy. For I thought I had grace in abundance, but my life skips a constant nose diving. What is its relevance? Where have you gone, Lord? Where? Why have you left me? Why? God bless.